This is GQDN for May the 4th be with you, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have for you today somebody going into Call of Duty, a little Final Fantasy news, and Activision Blizzard news. But today, we begin with an article from Kotaku, which did say that Phil Spencer was a little bit upset with himself over Redfall's launch. So, at Kinda Funny Videos, did say that Phil Spencer gets honest about Redfall. And what he said was, quote, "I think back to the announcement of 60 FPS, and then we weren't shipping 60 FPS. That was kind of our punch in the chin, rightfully, a couple weeks ago. And then seeing the game come out, and the critical response was not what we wanted. It's disappointing, so kind of pick myself what we can learn, how we can get better. One thing I'll fight is sort of what we went wrong. There's clearly quality and execution things we can do, but one thing I won't do is push against creative aspirations of our teams. I know a lot of people will say, hey, you've got teams. Teams know how to do one kind of game, just from them to go to or go do the one kind of game they have proven track record for, and I am just not in a belief in that. Maybe that means I'll under deliver for some of our fans out there, but when a team like Rare wants to do Sea of Thieves, when a team like Obsidian wants to do Grounded, and Tango wants to go do Hi-Fi, when everyone probably thought they were doing Evil Within 3. So, yeah, he was a little upset with himself, that is. But going into Activision Blizzard, PC Gamer did say that there's a new Blizzard patent that details an AI system that can make art for the games. So, the patent is to be a technical document. But PC Gamer said it was not fun to read. But it did give some explanation on how the AI system that was fed specifically to art styles and would emulate those images to create some new art. So the AI would take those initial inputs and essentially begins to construct a 3D model. First building a skeleton, then do the texture to it, and then would be adding some details, going like skin, eyes, ears, all that stuff, the dimples and all that stuff. So yeah, that is going on. Meanwhile, Destructoid did say that Diablo 4, well, they were talking about the season battle pass systems and how they would work. So now Diablo will have a live stream presentation next week for its Diablo 4 sequel. And the stream is set for Wednesday, May 10th, so in 6 days. And we'll have new elements coming to the franchise, such as seasons, cosmetics, and the Battle Pass. So with the Battle Pass, they'll be reserved for multiplayer-centric titles with some daily stuff like World of Warcraft. So we shall see what happens on May the 10th, and that'll be at 11 Pacific time, which is 2 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be on both YouTube and Twitch. So if you follow Diablo on YouTube or Twitch, you'll be able to see it. That'll be next Wednesday. Now, we talked about AI in an article before Diablo, but Engadget did say that the UK will be putting a watchdog to review AI. So they did announce, the UK government did announce an initial impact review, and that was in response to the growth concerns around AI, generative AI, and the learning language models. So that did follow last month's news, where the UK was spending about $125.7 million to launch the Foundational Model Task Force. So now there'll be new advances from the AI companies, such as OpenAI, Microsoft, and Google, who now have the AI tools. And they're talking about ChatGPT, Google Bard, and Bing Chat. It's going to be more than that, though. Now we go to the Xbox app, BeingGadget.com. And they are also saying that your Game Pass on PC will let you now find games based on accessibility features and the estimated play times. So, Microsoft did fine-tune its discovery for the features in the Xbox app. And this April, the update will have all different types of abilities and have the collections based on basically how long it takes to finish them. So basically they'll have stats, and it'll be almost like Steam and Epic, and they will show like the how many hours, blah, 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 blah. So now we get to some other gaming news, and Saudi Arabia said, well, we're not going to have Final Fantasy 16 there. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they came from a tweet by the Public Authority for Media, which also gives some age classifications of video games. And within that tweet, they said, quote, due to the publisher's unwillingness to make the necessary modifications, the game will not be released. In fact, they did provide the tweet. And it said, for Final Fantasy fans, we would like to clarify that it has not been released in the kingdom due to the publisher's unwillingness to make the necessary modifications. The General Authority for Audiovisual Media. So, what are they looking for? Well, Eurogamer did try to contact Square Enix for clarification, but they did not get a response. So, we'll see what happens there. But, via Polygon.com, well, you can now pre-order the game. Oh, it's a PlayStation 5 bundle as well. So, now you can pre-order the PlayStation 5 bundle with Final Fantasy 16 in it. So, you'll only be getting the console and the digital code for Final Fantasy 16. And the bundle will launch on June 22nd. And it'll be the same day as the game for PlayStation 5. So yeah, coming in very soon, about a month. Here we go. Oh, now we go to another Eurogamer article, and they're saying that Pokemon Go developer did dismiss the incorrect report. They're saying that the report yesterday was wrong. So the developer called Niantic did respond to the App Store revenue. And that claim was by the analytics firm AppMagic. And they suggest that Pokemon Go revenue did take a big hit last month. So here's what Niantic did say, quote, we generally don't comment on third-party estimates of our revenue as they are often incorrect, which is the case here. Our revenue so far in 2023 is up on last year. We don't focus on the month-to-month trends because they fluctuate based on major live events. This year's changes have already increased in-person rating, and we're excited to introduce exciting new features over the coming months. Now, we go to our last article, and that is Call of Duty. Kotaku does give us this piece of news. And they're saying that the Durantula, well, for those who don't know, that's Kevin Durant of the National Basketball Association from the team called the Phoenix Suns, is going to be in the game. Well, mainly as a skin, but that's a part of Season 3 Reloaded. And when that comes, it will have a 6v6 multiplayer map and some extra handguns to play with, along with more DMZ experiences. And you might be seeing what Durant's going to be about. So, we shall see. And we shall see about the playoffs and all that stuff as well. I know Goblins Warriors are playing. But, yeah, that's whatever to me. But we are not whatever to you, are we? We are Group Quest, and we are all Dawnforge. You can follow us at Group Quest on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. And you can follow us all on Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, Go play some games, people.